This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for this, but Aaron's still got to do math or something.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news.
Mm-hmm.
If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Erin bullied me into playing that one today. She was like,
because the listeners wanted.
One person texted.
Hey. Good evening. Actually, T-Hack is going to go first. Okay. I went first last time.
Good evening. It's a big day in history today. 1958, the Smurfs appeared for the first time. Big Smurf
guy. This is news. This is definitely news.
Mm-hmm. You like the Smurfs?
They were, you guys don't, do you know what a Skags is?
No.
Skags?
Yeah. It was almost an Osco Drug meets a Kmart. So
okay.
It was kind of a department store.
Okay.
And they would have, what is this, 2 inches tall?
Yeah.
They had the mini figures.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I would just
stretch
go there.
It to 3 inches, but.
You're bad at measuring things.
I would just, it's roughly. Roughly.
So I would go in there every day and beg my parents to buy one. I had Papa Smurf. I had Smurfette. I had, there were different ones you wanted. You know, they mm-hmm. would just not come out and you couldn't get them. They'd have special accessories like a wheelbarrow. There was one with a wheelbarrow.
Oh, cool. Things. Okay.
I loved the Smurfs. I think the animated Smurfs are stupid, though.
Oh.
Like
Weren't they always animated? What?
Well.
The like newer ones?
Yes.
The
ones
remakes?
They did with like Hank Azaria mm-hmm. as the bad
okay.
guy. They're sort of the 3D Pixar-y kind of thing. I don't like those.
Okay. Also, big day, Apple unveiled the iPod back in 2001.
The iPod came out on the same day
on
as the Smurfs?
Day. Yep, November 10th.
Oh my God.
No, it went on sale November 10th. Today's
I
not
was
November
like,
10th.
What?
Today, good evening. Today is not November 10th. Back to you, Aaron.
Good evening.
You are so bad at this. I'm like trying to do that. I'm like, today's not. Okay.
It turns out that the average millennial's biggest regret happened 11 years ago. The math I had to do was, what was 11 years ago? It was 2013.
2013.
For millennials.
Is that math good? This is news, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're saying...
What?
The biggest regret for millennials happened...
In 2013.
And boomers was about 3 decades ago.
Well, I'm not either of those. Does it say what the Gen X is?
Nope, just those.
Why did you name...
I thought you were...
Oh my God. What? You thought I'm a boomer?
Like on the beginning.
I'm not even
side
on the
of
cusp of boomer.
Well,
I'm an X through and through.
All right.
So, what was your regret from 2013?
That's when I graduated high school, so I have no idea.
So, graduating would have been.
No.
That was going to be. I graduated college, and that's for sure it. Nailed it. Where are my millennials at?
The music started again.
Good evening. Yes. The NBA season is back.
Oh, God.
And guess how much beer is costing as an average at these expensive stadiums?
Guess
hold
what?
On, hold on, hold on.
It's got alcohol in it.
It has been so it's a like, really long time, but it's time.
Sweet Life?
Nope.
Oh.
I noped it. I like.
But I want to know.
This whole
I want to guess.
Is news or nope? And I get to shut certain things down. The
but
Nuggets are great,
know.
But just bet. You really need to know the number.
$14 per beer. Is that
the average?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a guess?
Are you going to tell us or are you going to do the, oh, you said nope, so I'm not going to tell you?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Average price.
And are we going Price is Right rules or not?
Oh,
yes. Can't, Price is Right rules.
Price is Right rules. So going over is out.
Okay.
Then $1.
Slacker is the winner. It's
$12.57.
$12.57 was an average for a beer.
Can I just say, I just attended an event, a Formula One event.
Mm-hmm.
Like a vodka tonic was $26.
Yeah, I believe that.
What are concerts like now?
Oh,
I don't
my
get
God.
Drinks at I don't go to as many concerts as you, but it's like, it's horrifying. Like, oh, that's right. The labels buy you drinks. Goodbye.
Or the person I bring, because they're like, you got the tickets. And I'm like, they were free. But okay, buy me drinks.
Good evening. We're looking for a new co-host on the show. Yes, we're replacing Steve, but now we're also replacing Erin. She has abused her privileges.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Nuh-uh. Because I'm not selling the tickets.
Nuh-uh is
I'm
not
still
an
going.
Argument.
I'm still going. It's just that.
Did you think, nuh-uh? Did you consider that, Slacker?
News, no for nuh-uh.
Okay. Go ahead, Erin. Is this your turn?
Oh, we're still going?
Well, you've only done one story and brag about getting free stuff.
Today is National Horror
I'm
Movie
sorry,
Day.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Today is National.
I can't. Nope.
Today? Good evening.
There we go. The story has to start. Is this your first time on News or Nope?
I'm flustered.
Good evening.
Today's National Horror
Movie
Day.
The music has run out.
What is scary is this?
I am going to start the music again, and then you're going to do it, okay?
Okay. Good evening. Today, it's beautiful. It is national.
Can I have a timeout?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever thought what it would be like to just be driving in your car and hear this drivel? Like, just like, I just wonder. Do you
it's a recurring
people,
nightmare I have.
Right. No.
I wake up in a cold sweat. Oh
my God. Isn't there something better on? Like, you know how we were just talking about how much beers are at a concert and whatever?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that people are listening to us implode as bad as we are at this moment and wonder how much we get paid? They got to be going, God, what do you think?
It's too much.
You think they can afford a beer? I don't think they can afford a beer.
Yeah, Erin just said she can.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You think they just steal concert tickets to get free beer at things? Do you think that's what happens?
Yeah.
All right, I'm giving you one last crack.
Good evening. It is National Horror Movie Day. It is the season of scary movies. Watch a scary movie tonight. T-Hack, back to you.
Thanks,
we're
Erin.
We're literally done, and we ended on that. Let's go buy beers.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
OPP, it's time. Somebody else's problem. Not my problems, their
other
problems.
Other people's.
Yeah,
problems.
Not ours.
No.
Nobody in this room has a problem.
Zero problems
here.
We
are just living life.
Problemless.
Yes. Tiak?
Stella is joining us today, and she wants to know, she's got a question about trick-or-treating.
Ooh, fine.
Hi.
Okay.
Yay, Stella. Okay, what do you need to know about trick-or-treating? We're experts in this room.
Excellent. Well, I've got a 15-year-old son, and... you know, I asked him what he was going to do for Halloween, and I just thought, oh, he's going to, like, want to go see a scary movie or hang out with his friends or go to a party like that, you know, like a school dance or something.
Yeah,
so instead he tells me he wants to go trick-or-treating with some of his friends.
Nice.
And, like, well, alone, unsupervised, no parents.
He's how old again?
He's 15.
15. Okay.
Yeah, Erin, so I'm like,
shut your mouth.
I think I went trick-or-treating until I was like 16.
Also, you look like you're 16 now, so it plays well. Yeah. But
can
like,
you give me some candy this year, actually, if you're going?
And so you, before we start taking calls on this, because I already have a very strong opinion that differs greatly from someone in the room. You don't want him to do that because...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Should, am I a bad parent if I let him? Am I a bad parent if I don't let him? He says, he, you know, he promises they just want to go and trick-or-treat one more time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be boys and girls. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, a group of friends. But they're going to, I mean, it's not going to be just boys running around the neighborhood, like, knocking little kids over and taking their bags of candy. I don't think.
Can I ask, though, your setup? Yeah. It made it sound like you were okay with him going to a party, but not trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. Which one is more, quote-unquote, dangerous or risk? Why? Mm. You're going to the door and getting candy.
Because people... Mm. I'll reserve judgment for a moment, but no. No, I won't.
Am I gullible? Was I the only person at 16 actually going trick-or-treating?
You're a little cherub, and you probably legitimately just went house to house
looking for candy.
That's not what 15-year-old boys are doing.
Well, it's not just
they're
boys,
going, they're
said.
Smashing pumpkins. They're,
love
what do you
that
think?
Band.
I'm also, I get what you're saying about a group of girls. It's not just the boys going out, but also... Boys want to show off the girls, yep. So it's like, I don't know that
they're gonna vandalize. They're gonna, and I'm gonna tell you this as a homeowner, Tiak. How do you feel about the group of 15-year-olds that are barely, more often than not even attempting a costume? Yeah. They're just standing there in their hoodie with a pillowcase, or like a 55-gallon drum, because they're like, we're owed this much candy. It's like trick or treat. And sometimes they don't even, like, this happened last year. You open the door, it's like ding dong, and you open the door and they're like, and they shove their bag towards you and you're
what?
Like, and what? I'm like, there's a thing you got to say. And they go, oh, trick or treat. And it's like, with that enthusiasm, no.
Here's a, try again.
Here's a popcorn ball my dad made 25 years ago. Like, yeah. They don't, like, I don't agree. Like, the, I, like, I'm not a stick in the mud, but Halloween is about T-Hack's kids. Little, cute.
I think it's mostly for them, absolutely. Yeah.
And then it works its way up to like 10. I don't, Aaron, just because you're stunted doesn't mean the rest of the world should be.
Yeah, I don't want to have to open the door and look up at whoever is there to get candy, you know?
I swear, I remember these guys. They're just like, huh, and they just, huh, and they're like, huh, and they just hand you your...
T-Hack, you went trick-or-treating at Slacker's
and trying to hand me their pillowcase. And I'm just like, no. And then they say it reluctantly. No.
Stella, do you think your son will be that, or will he have a better attitude maybe, or?
I mean, I think he would.
No.
But that's the other thing too, kind of like what you're saying, like he's tall and some of his friends are really tall and I don't want adults to be mean to them because they're like, you know, I mean, he's a sweet kid. Yeah.
It feels like I'm getting jumped for the candy when there's a bunch of tall 100%. Guys on the porch.
It's bullying. It's prison rules.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Take it.
Right, I give him the whole
bowl. You want the house? What do you want? Here's the deed.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Need several things. Is 15 too old? Mm-hmm. Is a 15-year-old going to legitimately trick-or-treat, or are you willing to say what, as a 15-year-old, you actually did? Let Stella know what you were actually doing. You're either intimidating, you're stealing candy from other kids, you're like...
Or you're going trick-or-treating.
Very, Aaron, you're the...
Granted,
I swear
I
to God.
Granted, I did go to a party after, but like I still went.
You can't be this naive.
You guys brought booze?
It's ridiculous.
You guys brought candy.
Right.
That was me.
They intimidate other kids.
I literally was like, hey, you guys want to trade Skittles?
Aaron...
Yes.
It's the whole thing is bad. And let me just say one more thing. One more tiny little thing. If we allow Stella's kid to go, I have one rule and one rule only. Mm-mm. They got to get out of your neighborhood.
Oh.
Because you don't want your 15-year-old doing the 15-year-old things he's going to do in your neighborhood because they'll all know who you are. Mm-hmm. The HOA will have little meetings. It's like, there's that rat bastard. We all have him on,
on our footage,
Ring cameras and stuff. You'll be on the Nextdoor app. You'll be on all the Facebook pages. Get him out of your neighborhood. You drive him three counties over and drop him off if this gets approved. But I think it's a terrible idea.
Take him to Aaron's neighborhood.
Yes.
I'll go with.
I will tell you Aaron's address if they decide. Because this is...
I feel kind of hypocritical because I went, I think I was 14 or so. But I remember it was so last minute. It was like the girls wanted to go and I literally didn't have a costume.
You're too old.
I put fairy wings on and the whole time it was like, I felt weird. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be
it's
doing
not
this.
For you.
And it was, and I never went again.
I don't want to name all the different holidays.
But I had to go.
You didn't have to.
But I to know that it was that I didn't want to go anymore.
But now we're helping Stella. We're helping Stella's kid. We're letting you know you're past the age limit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you go to Kittyland at Elitch's and they go, "You're too big for this roller coaster." That's not this.
That's health and safety reasons.
This is health and safety.
You can
reasons.
Pretend to be a kid on Halloween.
Not when he's 6'4" and bearded.
So you don't pretend to be a kid sometimes?
I constantly do, but I'm not trying to get free crap off of people.
That's a lie.
It's Slacker from my friends at Applejack Wine and Okay. No, I think it's a terrible I mean, I already know. I can see some of the texts coming in. I already know you hate me, but it's
No, I agree.
It's a young man's game. It's a young woman's game. It's not for...
Mm-hmm. Have we said the phone number? Have we said
I think
that?
We did.
We did?
But
okay.
We'll do
well,
it again.
Yeah, 303-222-5423. I kind of feel the same way because I'm out there with the little kids and there's been some bigger kids. And even if they're not trying, they're fine. Like, they're not doing it, but they're just bigger kids. They're running faster. They're kind of bowling over
the
littler
kids. So
the
little kids go out earlier and then they go home and then the big kids come and the little kids get a handout candy to the big kids.
Do you know who I'm going to get on the phone?
Who?
I'm going to get the guy who used to be on the show. I'm going to get Steve.
Okay.
Because Steve was a 15-year-old who would go out and you know what he did? He took a garbage bag because he's that big of an a-hole. And if he didn't get enough candy from the doors, he took it from the kids. Is that what you want?
Aaron.
Hey,
is that
I'm
what
just
you
saying,
want?
We don't know that Stella's son isn't.
Right, because he's a 15-year-old who wants to go trick-or-treating.
There are kids out there like that, okay? I am proof.
I went 1,000% because the girls were going.
Correct.
And I was trying to
And when they started smashing stuff, you did it.
Not in the way I was trying to, but that's not impressing the girls, though. That's impressing the other boys.
You still do it. You get caught up in the boy stuff.
No
way. My son is 17. If he came to me 2 years ago and said, "Dad, I want to go," I would be like, "Absolutely not." You want candy? I'll drive you to the grocery store. I'll buy you anything you want, but you're not getting it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going door to door. If I'm wrong, tell me. If I'm right, tell me even more. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This has basically turned into an argument between Aaron and I. Stella wants to, her 15-year-old kid wants to go trick-or-treating. I'm a hard no.
What? I don't understand.
Because you'd still go at 40.
Where's the problem?
It's for kids. It's just for kids. And 15-year-old boys have other motives. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they break... Okay. Dave?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should he go or no?
Let kids be kids.
He's not a kid.
He's not 18. He's not an adult.
He's not a kid, though. You know he's not a kid. He's a teenager.
Let him... What would you like him to do? Go out drinking?
Yes.
Let him be a kid and get candy.
I agree.
Three more years.
But can I just... three more years. Okay, dude. Can I just ask you this? What are the repercussions if he doesn't go get candy? And instead, he's breaking. I just had it in my neighborhood. They destroyed, kids destroyed the whole Halloween display.
That's kind of my point. I feel like it's safer if he goes trick-or-treating rather than going to a party and drinking underage and getting into other issues.
You understand?
Agreed. So he's got to stay home and do nothing on Halloween because of a few... No.
Okay, is anybody here formerly a 15-year-old boy? Because I am. And
I hung out with him.
Okay. You think he's going trick-or-treating? Or do you think he's saying he's going trick-or-treating?
He
said, "No, Mom, I don't want to go to a party," because he's going out
She was okay with him going to a party. That's why she was surprised he said he wanted to go trick-or-treating.
I don't believe any of it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Does he need to get a job and buy his own candy at 15? Let him have one day.
My God, Dave, I hope they come to your house. I truly do. Thank you for the call, though. I know I sound like an old codger, but I don't care. I don't. I'm going to shoot video of the punks who come to my house this year. Haley?
It's going
to
be me.
Yes. Haley.
Yai.
Go or no go for this kid?
I'm a go for it. I mean, I went trick-or-treating until I was like 18 years old. And I don't think I've met a single teenager kid that was as bad as they say on TV or that I've been hearing. I mean, I have a 1 and 3-year-old and I've taken him out trick-or-treating and I've seen so many teenagers that will cheer them on for their costumes or even give them their candy. I've had teenagers come to my door that are super respectful. So it's, I don't know.
You've not seen police blotters or your neighborhood Facebook page or your neighborhood next door app. Nobody talks about teenagers doing violent crap and breaking pumpkins and doing all this stuff. That doesn't happen.
Not on Halloween, no. It's always been good to keep them young and encouraging.
Okay. I'll take the L on this one, but I'm not wrong.
I think promise. You are.
Okay. Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Does this kid get to go? You're probably the last person.
No, I think they should go. My daughter that's 17, along with her friends and their boyfriends, are all going trick-or-treating. They're all going to respect, you know, going. And they've been doing it since they were young. Might as well let them go. Have fun.
I think the difference is when we were growing up, it was like you wanted to grow up faster. And now the younger generations are realizing growing up sucks. Let's stay young. Let's go trick-or-treating.
My daughter, she's scared to grow up right now. She's 17. They're seniors. I was like, go out and enjoy yourselves as long as you guys ain't destroying anybody else's property. And going out to have fun. Go and do it and enjoy it.
Did you just find a way to make this about me being old?
No.
I hate everyone!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We don't dabble. I don't even know how to approach this.
This is weird. This is new for us.
This is a very strange topic because we don't touch on political things, but this is about political correctness.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year.
Oh,
where,
my gosh. That's what PC stands for.
This can't be happening. This is your moment.
This is
your Helen Keller moment where you finally realize a PC stands for political correctness.
I need a minute. Can we play a song?
Aaron.
I didn't know what it stood for. I was like, yeah, that's PC.
Everyone's so uptight about personal computers these days.
I think we are going to have to play a song. I don't even think I can do a show with somebody.
I understood what it meant, but it
you understood
never,
the overarching
but
of what
I never
PC
knew what it,
is.
Yeah.
You just thought it was just...
Yeah,
just, we just picked two letters to be, like, the right thing to do.
No. Wait until we tell you about ED.
Education department? Is that what it... Okay. Huh.
Okay.
It is funny how many little things like that happen in your real life where all of a sudden you just go, I've never thought to ask that question. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of another one right now, but it's happened to me.
Yeah.
Not on quite such a grand scale or in front of everyone.
Yeah.
You're literally living the dream where you go back to high school in your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that right now.
Yes, I am.
Well, at least the mics aren't on.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is about Halloween. It's that time of year where people dress up. And I remember we talked about this a couple years ago. A friend of ours, I wasn't even for Halloween, but this was very mixed emotions. Let me start on these other ones, and then I'm going to come back to the one I was just thinking.
Okay.
Like, this is a question. If your little boy wants to dress as Lady Gaga, is that okay?
Yeah.
I think so. I would, yeah.
The question is, can a boy dress as a girl, and is that politically correct now?
Like, as long as you're doing it with, like, good intention and not to mock the person, sure.
So can a little boy just dress as a generic girl?
Yeah.
I hope so, because I did one year.
You did?
When I was in fifth grade, yeah. Oh, it slayed. It crushed.
What'd you dress as? just generic girl? Or
so we went to a private school, so we had uniforms, and so we had like the girl skirts. We like borrowed some skirts and the shirt, so we just, and then I had like a blonde wig,
and we just spent the day as a girl.
Yeah,
but I think in this PC,
yeah, I mean that was.
I think it's better if you have, because for Halloween you dress up as someone, so I think it's just better to have someone specific picked out.
Yeah, but you can dress up as the Ozempic shot. You can dress up as a naughty nurse. You don't have to be like specifically Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you're
true.
Just a nurse.
So we were like schoolgirls, technically.
Yeah, you're just a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
And it, is the opposite true? Can a woman dress up? Is it easier? Because like Erin has this fantasy that she won't let go of.
A fantasy.
She wants to dress up as Guy Fieri so bad.
Yeah,
you have like 20 different dudes you want to dress as.
Dude, I think it's so funny when girls dress up as like Nacho Libre or like Pitbull. Or
Pitbull.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, you are mocking them.
They're not mocking. It's out of that is respect.
How are they not mocking them? That's a fine line.
These are the questions. Like, text into 51059. Can a boy dress as a girl? Yes.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Can a girl dress as a boy? Yes. Yeah. No. So here is the one, and there's some other scenarios here, but like this one happened in school. A friend of ours, I don't know if you guys remember this, his son did a school, what's it called? Living theater or something like that? Living museum or something? Where you do a report. I remember my daughter did it.
Mm.
She did it on Martha Washington. And then there's a day and then you go to the school library and she's created her like trifold whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's standing there.
Telling the life of.
As Martha Washington.
Yeah.
Ah.
She's dressed like Martha Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So our friend, who is as Caucasian gets,
mm-hmm.
his son did Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
And it came time for the living theater, and he was like, I have to dress as Muhammad Ali. So do I put on...
No. You can still dress as a person without like blackface.
But... A lot of people...
You don't have to take it very literal like that.
Including Muhammad Ali, because this guy was on the radio.
We've learned today that that does not matter.
No, but I'm just saying he had the influence.
Oh.
Muhammad Ali's family was like, yeah, do it. We don't find it offensive.
Mm. The first way I found like, yeah, do it.
No, it wasn't. They weren't goading him.
It's Muhammad Ali. So
no, but I think he passed now, right? I think he's passed. But like his daughter Layla or whatever, mm-hmm. they were all like, he can. And it's like, but blackface, we all now go like, I mean, but to your point earlier, Erin, a lot of people when they were doing blackface
mm-hmm.
were 100% mocking.
Yeah,
they weren't trying to be like right. this kid was like, I just want to represent. Muhammad Ali, I want people to feel like when they walk up, mm-hmm. they're talking to Muhammad Ali.
Well, and we do know a specific kid that takes things very literal and very detail-oriented.
Correct.
So I can understand that the kid would be like, well, I have to match.
My skin's the wrong color.
But
and he has no racism at all. He's just like, I'm trying to look like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's something very non-racist on maybe.
It's so about saying like, so
I want to look like him.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like I like that. I want that. But
which brings me to another one that's on this list: dressing as like Pocahontas or a Native American indigenous person. You'd be surprised where people fall on this. Can you do that? Because you're
that's
not poking
kind of,
fun,
right? And I kind of get torn because you also have Pocahontas as the Disney princess.
Right.
So that's like another
and
level.
Moana.
Yeah.
I think I did. I wasn't Pocahontas, but I was a whatever the guy's name is. I had he has the bear
John
claw.
Smith?
No, the bear claws on the his like pec muscles. I forget his name.
Are you doing Moana? The
no,
dude
from Pocahontas.
Oh.
Whoever she's supposed to marry. I forget what his name is. He's like
I
the
chief. I don't
chiefs.
Know it.
But it was like because Pocahontas came out and I was in second grade or whatever and I had that costume.
And you wanted, right.
I definitely wore it, but I didn't paint my face.
52% of people say it's still okay. But I just think it's kind of weird if you came out in full indigenous person headdress, I just don't know. There's a lot of kids out there who emulate, who like, oh my God, I want to be that. And they have no ill will, but should they be allowed to dress as that? I don't have the answer.
It's almost like kids, yes, adults, no, in my book.
The last big one on here is... Can you, if you're John Wick, say your kid's super into John Wick.
Oh, Okay, so he's got to have accessories.
He's got to have accessories. He's going to have some guns on him.
Oh, okay, I was like, I don't know anything about John Wick.
Shut your filthy non-PC knowing. He would have to have guns in every crevice of his body.
I did this one too. What the heck? We dressed as like Highway Patrol, like the Reno 911 guys.
So short,
and we had fake guns and stuff.
Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Busting into the Taco Bell where all our friends were meeting before the dance and yelling, BPD, BPD, get down. With our fake guns drawn. That's probably bad. But I didn't paint my face.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how to start this because it's a moral dilemma, and I feel that I have poisoned the water here so much that there's no morality left in the room.
There's a little bit, but
It depends. It ain't you.
Someone's poisoned the water hole. It's Slacker.
I didn't say it was me.
You think it's Tiak?
Yeah.
Tiak has a little bit of morality left. I don't know if this is morality. Okay,
it depends for me.
So I was recently on a plane, and I don't like talking about this because I know that we live in a politically correct world and I don't know if I'm going to say anything wrong. But there was a woman who was bigger who got on the plane. And
okay.
She sat down.
Okay.
Like directly across from me. And then you're on that airline where you're trying to like spread out over three seats so you get that empty seat in the middle. Rhymes with schmaus schmest. And you're praying to God that they don't make the announcement that they just made. They're like, just so you know, it's an absolutely full flight.
Yeah.
Every seat will be taken. And then I look at my son, and I'm like, you're going to have to move over to the middle seat, man, because I'm not moving to the middle.
Yeah.
I rode the middle on the way out. Whatever. So then she's sitting there, and I promise you, you might think I'm a jerk, but I wasn't thinking about the middle seat situation with her. But it was going to be a problem. Once I looked at her, I'm like, so here's the moral question. The flight attendant and gate agent came up to her and basically told her she had to buy the second seat.
Oh, Lord.
But
if it's a full flight, how was she able to buy it?
So they had somebody on standby and they couldn't give them the ticket.
Mm.
But once they saw, they were like, okay, this seat's open. And then they looked at her and they were like, but it's not open. Now, under the letter of the law, you know, like when you're bigger, you know.
Yeah.
That the airlines do that now at a certain size.
If you're going to be taking up a second seat, it's the same with like with kids and stuff at a certain point, a certain age. It's
over
like,
two, they're not a lap kid anymore. Yeah. You need to buy a seat. You don't get to like, right? So there's just.
Yeah. My son's been two for like 5 years now.
It's such a.
Funny how that works.
Going as far as you travel, like Pennsylvania is a expensive ticket. If you were to take her to see like Puerto Rico or whatever, it would be so much money.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pretend he's two.
Just like I used to at the buffets, you know?
100%, yeah. Yes. So here's my moral question. She knew what she was supposed to do, and she didn't do it. But should they have done this sales pitch browbeat in front of
everyone,
all of us?
Because what, are they going to swipe a card there in the aisle?
They
and
were
then...
asking her to get up and make it right. And then eventually she was like, the gate agent, because the woman said, I mean, I was going to like text in what you think should have happened here, but like to 51059. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
It's unfair.
Hold on. You didn't finish. You like, said the woman,
I don't
want to
say what
said,
happened yet because that's why I want to get some text in because she's already on the plane, man.
I know.
You saw her standing at the gate, but when's a good time? Like,
and you knew it was a full flight.
Yes. Like, well, when should they have grabbed her? Is she owed the privacy, or did she forfeit that right by knowing she should have bought it and not doing it?
That's what I'm trying to think. It's uncomfortable and unfair, maybe, but also like the kid example. If we say that our son is two and he's got a beard, which eventually he will, they would come up and
they have to.
Hey, look.
We know he's not two.
Yeah, you got to pay up. Like
he's smoking a cigar on a flight.
You try to get away with something, and we caught you. And this is uncomfortable for all of us, but
I don't want to have to do this, but I have to do this.
Yeah, and we would have to go, you're right. We knew what we were supposed to do.
What if she didn't know? What if that was her first flight or something? Or I don't know. I'm just saying. What
so
if-
I will negate your argument.
Okay.
Because when she sat, she asked for a seatbelt extender.
Oh, okay.
So she knew. That it exists. She knew that she wasn't going to fit in the seatbelt.
Mm.
And again, I swear to God, I'm not trying to fat shame. Like, it is what it is. I don't know what, if she's got medical problems that made her that.
Sure.
I don't know why she is of that size. And it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also none of my business that they were beating her up
in public.
That
they were sharing her business with everyone.
But she put herself in that spot. If you don't want to get caught, like if they grab you for shoplifting, like open up your purse and you're like, let's not do this here. It's like, you stole. Open your purse. Like she did something knowingly.
She didn't do anything illegal though. Because
she was sort of stealing a seat.
But she wasn't. If it wasn't a full flight, they wouldn't have made her pay for a second seat.
But it was. So I just, that's what I don't know.
Yeah, so she was riding the line, hoping it wasn't full, and then.
You're riding the line with your son with a beard.
Yeah, I don't know the right answer. I have never felt, I was like.
Shave before we go. Leo, come on. I need you in on this.
So, I mean, eventually she said the magic words. She said, this is embarrassing that you're talking about this here. And that's when the gate agent looked up and saw
everyone.
everyone on the plane going, how is this going to end?
Oh, no.
And they comped her the seat.
Ooh.
And they were like, from this point forward, you've now been warned. You're tagged in the Schmalschmist system that if you don't have two seats.
Oh, they did? Because I was wondering, how do we know that this hasn't happened before?
They told her she is marked okay. as a two-seater.
I'm more asking for the kid with the beard thing. What happens if you get caught?
It's just been weighing on my mind since then. Because while I feel like that was really hard, that was brutal for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she, did she or did she not bring it on herself?
I don't know. Because I'm the guy, whenever I'd go to games with my dad, we would always sneak down to the closer seats, and then I always hated it.
I hate you!
Because people would come and go, oh, I'm sorry, and they'd look at
the... And then you have to act like, what?
Yeah, and you're just like, yep. But you know, it's like, we got caught. We got caught. Yep, and this is humiliating,
you did that knowing that it was wrong. I don't know.
She did too.
I know. I did. It's not
she
as...
She probably
for some
knew.
Reason,
and
it's
I'm
a different...
fat too, all right? Being all baby to me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, we want to do docked word stories, I think. I'm not sure, because I have a story I've never shared, but I'm not sure if I want to share it.
Your awkward doctor stories.
Yes, it's like that moment where... Like they're commenting. I forget what it was, but there was something.
There was one with me and you, but you didn't know because I was at the OBGYN and the nurse kept asking about you while they were examining me. And it was very awkward for me. And then you texted me at
while
the same
they
time.
Were,
yeah. Because I looked at my watch
they
and
were
I was
spelunking.
Like
spelunking.
Yeah. I was like, this cannot get any worse.
See, they never let me talk about Slacker. I ask every time.
You're not young enough or old enough for a prostate exam. Just give me one. Let me tell you about Slacker. My pal Slacker. Yeah, see? Yeah. Slacker's my pal, yeah.
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 Oh my God. Why is that happening so often
now? I don't know. I just love
now.
The voice. Yeah, it's like there was a story that I saw that was basically they were being led into their exam room by the doctor, mm-hmm. and the doctor like put his arms out, like, you know,
yeah,
and they started like they just kind of nuzzled up in there.
Aww,
so it was
a
like a hug.
Doctor,
he's like, oh,
yeah.
I guess you want a hug, and he was just doing the like
this way, this,
right? Like the wide arms.
I've done
going,
that
like,
to someone,
right this,
yeah,
right this way,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Such a great service.
Thanks, Doug. Makes it so much more comfortable. Can we go back to like, was it a full like where you were in stirrups?
Yeah.
They never let me use the stirrups, no matter how many times I asked.
Because that's what I was gonna say. I remember somebody that I know was in the same exact type of exam, and the doctor was trying to be nice, and I guess they just weren't used to it. But they were like, like. They're doing like,
they turned into Yoda?
Well, they're the nice it is. They were just trying to say that it was like
healthy,
well kept. Like,
yeah.
We gotta stop making. Yeah, 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 hey. That's a nice one you got there.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it was just like the doctor was trying to say, "Good job." Sort of like, nice job with the.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, just like you like going to the dentist and hearing, you know, no cavities. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Yeah. It's like, keep up the good work.
Best
I've seen all day.
Right, but you just like
the gold sticker.
The other
for you.
Weird thing for me is that my gyno was the gyno for my sister and my mother.
Oh, so he's like...
So full comparison.
I recognize this.
Oh, my God.
Yes, hey, I like your mother. I've got a selfie with her. Let me get one just like... See if we can recreate the photo. We definitely... Okay, so I'll tell my never-before-told doctor word story in a second, but we want you to call and tell your doctor word stories, and please try your best... Turn on talk like this, hey?
Yeah.
I got a doctor word story for you. How's it, Aaron? Tell us your doctor word stories.
We can also VD, voice disguise
yes.
you, change your name, all that
yep.
good stuff.
303-222-5423 or text it at 51059.
You're up, bud.
Oh. Yeah, let's hear it. I want to hear. Never before.
Slacker Show exclusive. World premiere.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Shane. Yeah.
So I go to the doctor, and it was one of those ones where they, like, if you have an appointment at 10, they should at least get you back there at 10.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And it was one of those ones where I knew they were going to take blood, and they were going to do everything else. So when they're going to do that for me, like, I want to make sure the phlebotomist has a good vein. So
because does the thing that you have affect blood draws, the vasovagal? Vasovagal?
Not really if I don't watch. If I watch, I will go down like a,
I'm the opposite. I have to watch. I have to see the needle go
in. Yeah.
You do?
I can't look away. Then it's like scarier for me. It's just the unknown. I have to watch and go, and there.
When the blood comes.
Oh, I love it.
No. So I have
blood.
I have hydrated myself to the point, like I am, like you, it's going to make it so much easier. Your veins pop when you're hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes, it's like 10:30. They finally put me back in the room and like, they'll be right here. They do the blood pressure and then still nothing, still nothing, still nothing. So I'm like,
I gotta pee. Mm.
There's a sink right there.
No. Yeah. No, you didn't.
I did.
Wow.
They have bathrooms there.
I know, but I didn't want to go out and go like, hey, like, can I go pee real quick?
You absolutely should do that, because what if they needed a sample?
I didn't want to slow it down anymore. I'm like, there's like, well, I was ready to come in, but now I'm...
You lose your spot in line. Yeah.
That's not at all how that works.
It is exactly how it works, Aaron. Yes. So I tippy-toed up.
Oh, my gosh.
It cannot be the worst thing that's dumped in that sink.
So they didn't catch me per se. Like, they do that little courtesy knock. So then I'm like, ah! So I'm like, flip her back in there. Just like, whoop-wah! And it's fairly obvious that, like, from the front of me that I've, like, because I just...
What made it obvious?
Because I was, like, I kegled, but it's still, there's still a little bit in the chamber.
Yeah. There's a trail back to the...
A little bit. So then I sit down and they come in. And they're doing the thing, but then they're like, that was like my first pee of the day. So it was this.
Yeah, so they know.
Well, it was just, they were just like.
The thick one.
They're like, do you smell that? And I'm like, no. Because I never got a chance to run the sink.
Why weren't you running the sink at the same time at the bare minimum?
No, you do it at the end, because then you can pretend you're washing your hands.
Oh my god! Yeah, you should have just gone to the bathroom.
You're nailing it, man. You're doing it exactly right.
All the logic is sound. No,
I cannot argue with it at all.
So I'm tippy toed, pee stained, and it reeks of skunk.
I'm never
pee.
Going to that doctor.
They quit.
If you good. Yeah.
It's the same doctor that I passed out on. I learned I was vasovagal.
Oh.
That's my other doctorate story. Is he was wrenching on the boys. He was up underneath me, and he's like, "Well, that's." He did the hmm. You know, you're like, "Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, boys, yeah." And so he's wrenching, and I was like, "Man, I'm going down, I'm going down." So my pants are down,
mm-hmm.
And then
you fell on him.
I did.
Yeah,
I fell pee pee first into his face.
This patient, he needs to find a bathroom. He needs to find.
Okay, well, I've shared two stories without voice disguiser. If you've got an awkward doctor story, we call them Doctored. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for people who have had an awkward encounter with a doctor. We call it Doctored. Candy?
Yai.
Yai.
Doctored. What happened?
All right, you guys. So, I was at a doctor's appointment. You know, they come in and do, like, you know, like the nurse aide or whatever comes in and, like, you know, does your blood pressure and everything. Is like, okay, well, get ready. The doctor will be in here in a second. So, you know, I get undressed and I look for, like, the gown thing, you know, like the, like, little paper gown.
Yeah.
And to change, because she was like, get ready. And, like, I was like, okay, let me change into this. There, I can't find it, and I'm, like, looking everywhere for it, and the doctor comes in, and I'm just, like, standing there.
Naked?
Like, butt naked. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Like, head to toe, butt naked. and he, it's a guy. I have a male doctor, and it's He tells me, he goes, it's not that kind of visit.
No.
Did he mean?
But it can be that.
I'm like a predator. Like, I felt like, you know, I was like, I'm here. Like, oh, hello, doctor. Like, I wasn't even trying. Like, I honestly like waking nightmares about this.
You didn't know what kind of appointment it was? Like, you weren't complaining about like a wart on your butt? Like, why would you get naked?
Oh, because
I don't know. I never know when I go, because I go so infrequently. I'm like,
and
what
do you... I have, like, it's usually I just like get, you know, so we can like do all the checkup stuff, and you know, like, I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
So you just
like,
okay.
When in doubt.
So then, did he let you get dressed, or did he join you in the nakedness? What?
No, he said I'll step out.
Okay.
Get dressed, and you know, I just that's... like.
You don't want to get dressed in front of him either. That's shameful.
No, like,
the
I'll
old
leave.
Hidden
like,
paper
I,
dress trick works again.
Like, I was like, this is bad for both. I can't. Like,
okay.
Horrible.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Thank you, Candy. Justine?
Yes.
Doc Word, what happened?
So I was having my second daughter, and as I was on the table, I was completely ready to have this baby, and the doctor walks in and spreads my legs, and she goes, that's strange. She then closes my legs, tells me we have to wait for the other doctor, pushes my legs down, and tells me we can't have this baby yet.
Why not?
They never really explained that. They just
she didn't like the
pushed
cut
my
of
leg
gym.
To the side, and they were like, "You're waiting."
He's still smoking
you
a cigarette.
This baby's coming out, walking right now, but you gotta wait. So
the baby kind of will if it'll come.
Yeah, they
ready.
They dictate. Not when the doctor's like, "I don't know."
Yeah,
that's wow. Awkward. Hey, you, Helen.
Yay.
Doctored, what happened to you?
When I was pregnant with my second child and ready to give birth, it was a cesarean section, and they rolled me into the operating room, and the last thing I saw was a gallery of medical professionals staring down at me.
Oh, they brought an audience in. Awkward. They're eating popcorn. Yeah. And.
Are you sure they were students?
I don't know.
Hold on, I gotta get the Ring camera set up for OnlyFans.
Oh, they don't like go over that beforehand with you?
I think
like,
they do. They do.
No.
Do you just assume if it's like you're on camera or you're like you wave that
they
away?
They probably asked her in a weak moment. Mm. Where it's like, you cool with that?
No.
It's like,
yeah,
they've done that to me.
Yeah, it's very in the moment. Doctor's already in. They bring in the student and they're like, hey, is it okay if they stay in here?
You're like, I don't know, you're already here.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, it's weird
it
to go like, no.
Get it out. Was a gallery.
Yeah.
A whole gallery.
That's nice. Thank you, Helen. Martine.
Yay.
Doctored, what happened?
All right, well, this didn't happen to me. This happened to my brother. And he went in for a physical.
Okay.
And he went to do his physical in high school. And he was very, like, kind of embarrassed, you know, in the physical. You got to check downstairs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he really wanted a guy to do it because he thought it would be less awkward, but he said it was, like, a very pretty lady. He was very awkward about it. So when it eventually happened, and he checked down there, he, you know, pulled out his pants. He's like, huh, it's bigger than my son's. And my brother's like, what the heck? Why would you say that?
He said that to the doctor?
Yeah, well, the doctor said to my brother, oh, yeah, bigger than my son's. And my brother's like,
the
what?
Doctor said, I thought he said that.
I don't know which one would be worse.
No. Yeah. Well, it would be worse if you said smaller. For me, personally, but I just...
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.